wish life was like more forgiving in the department where I should bring more to the table. I wish I was able. What can I do? The things I want to do. The things I want to do.
Remember, like, comment, share, subscribe, and download today. Head over to the website, stresseddepressedanxious.com. There, you'll be able to get links to all your favorite platforms to listen. Additionally, you can send me voice messages right from the website, and you can leave comments under each episode, which is super exciting because I always want to hear from you. You'll also be able to subscribe to the mailing list. I can send you blogs, newsletters, and you can get notices about giveaways. Isn't that exciting? If you like the theme song, it's by Whitney, and you can find her online on Instagram at Whitified. That is WITIFIED. There you can get access to more of her lovely content. Anyways, that's all for now. Let's get into the episode. Hello. And welcome to another episode of Stressed, Depressed, and Anxious with your host, Local Neighborhood Baby. So, Happy New Year! We have finally left 2020 in the past where it belongs. We can all move forward into a better, brighter new year. Or can we? I guess it remains to be seen. I don't know if this year is going to actually be better or brighter, but at least it's new, right? And at least 2020 is long gone, so sayonara 2020. Today, we're going to be talking about BPD. When you hear BPD, what do you think of? Did you think about bipolar disorder? The topic that I'm going to talk about today has the same acronym as bipolar disorder, but it's a totally different disorder, disease, what have you. And it's called borderline personality disorder. Have you heard of it? If you have, you might know that there's a huge negative stigma behind people with borderline personality disorder. And as I explain to you the symptoms of having borderline personality disorder, maybe you'll begin to see why. However, not unlike other disorders like narcissistic personality disorder or sociopathy or being a psychopath, this disorder is villainized widely. However, I implore you to remember that these are in fact disorders. People do not choose to live with these diseases. They are being affected by it. And of course, they can take steps to work on it, but it's hard because with mental health, the very thing, your brain, which should be telling you to go ahead and get that help, is working against you all of the time. So it's an uphill battle. And certain diseases, disorders, what have you, are tougher to deal with than others in some respects when it comes to getting help or being able to listen and being able to take in the help that you're getting. And it's widely known that people with borderline personality disorder are even hard to treat by therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists. You can look it up yourself. There are a lot of negative stigmas behind borderline personality disorder. And we're going to get into it. So stay tuned. Hey guys, before we get into BPD and what it all means, I wanted to tell you guys about TwiPods. TwiPods is an event that I created last minute, 2020, December the 30th. I went onto Twitter And I said to the podcast community and to the podcast lovers alike, how could we celebrate our whole community and take part in supporting each other for the last time of the year? So I threw out some categories of different genres of podcasts, and I asked everybody to nominate their favorite podcast in each category. Once that was done, I tallied up the nominations, and the top three nominations in every category were voted on polls on my Twitter page. The winners won prizes. We had sponsors such as Podpage and Podchaser, and buymeacoffee.com. And we just celebrated each other. We had so much fun. It's under hashtag TWIPODS if you want to take a look at it. Why am I telling you this? Well, next year we're going to have another one. And next year it's going to be even bigger and better. Why? Because we're going to have a YouTube show. Yeah, that's right. So remember how it feels to watch the Oscars? Well, you're going to be able to do the same thing with the YouTube TWIPODS Award show, only it's going to be about all your favorite indie podcasts. So be sure to check it out. Everybody's participating. We'll have fun segments. We'll have a host. It'll be completely a full production, and it'll be a lovely thing for you guys to go and check out and watch. I'll definitely remind you about it, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. So go to stressdepressedanxious.com, check out my blog, and you can get a lot more information about it. And also, don't forget to go on Twitter and search the hashtag TWIPODS and find out everything that happened if you missed it. Love you guys. Let's get into the episode. So, what is BPD, also known as borderline personality disorder? Well, Google defines it as a mental disorder characterized by unstable moods, behavior, and relationships. It says that the cause of borderline personality disorder isn't well understood. Diagnosis is made based on symptoms. If you go further to the Mayo Clinic, there's a full description. The overview for borderline personality disorder is that it's a mental health disorder that impacts the way that you think and feel about yourself and others, causing problems functioning in your everyday life. It includes self-image issues, difficulty managing emotions and behavior, and a pattern of unstable relationships. With a borderline personality disorder, you have an intense fear of abandonment or instability, and you may have difficulty tolerating being alone. Yet, inappropriate anger, impulsiveness, and frequent mood swings may push others away, even though you want to have loving and lasting relationships. Borderline personality disorder usually begins by early adulthood. The condition seems to be worse in young adulthood and may gradually get better with age. And it says that if you have this disorder, don't get discouraged. Many people with this disorder get better over time with treatment and can learn to live satisfying lives. So some of the signs and symptoms include an intense fear of abandonment, even going to extreme measures to avoid real or imagined separation or rejection. A pattern of unstable, intense relationships, such as idealizing someone one moment and then suddenly believing that the person doesn't care enough or is cruel. Rapid changes in self-identity and self-image that include shifting goals and values and seeing yourself as bad or as if you don't exist at all. Periods of stress-related paranoia and loss of contact with reality lasting from a few minutes to a few hours. Impulsive and risky behavior such as gambling, reckless driving, unsafe sex, spending sprees, binge eating, drug abuse, sabotaging success by suddenly quitting a good job or ending a positive relationship. Suicidal threats or behavior or self-injury, often in response to fear of separation or rejection. Wide mood swings lasting from a few hours to a few days, which can include intense happiness, irritability, shame, or anxiety. Ongoing feelings of emptiness and inappropriate or intense anger, such as frequently losing your temper, being sarcastic or bitter, or having physical fights. So I'm sure that when I read off these symptoms and signs, you may have related to a few. But please remember that you shouldn't self-diagnose and that a lot of these symptoms can happen to a lot of people. But there are some key things that are different about actually having the disorder. It's having a lot or almost all of these symptoms at the same time. And it's really a tough thing to cope with. Okay, so let's get into my experience with BPD and why I'm talking about it in the first place, other than the fact that it's a mental health disorder. And this is a mental health podcast. As always, this is about me. So, yeah, I have BPD. I was diagnosed with BPD, and I have to say, since my first diagnosis, I have since gotten better, or at least I think so, and my therapist thinks so as well. But I still struggle with a lot of things. So with BPD, I'm going to talk to you about certain things that I struggled with personally. With BPD, there is something known as splitting. So because you have a fear of abandonment, you can either react to it in one of two ways, right? So BPD, you either tend to be clingy, and you can be very clingy to your FP, which if you don't know what an FP is, which you probably don't unless you have BPD and you're aware about it, is an FP is a favorite person. A favorite person is somebody that you really fixate on. For some reason, when you have BPD, or when I had BPD, you fixate on a person for whatever reason, a crush or your significant other or what have you, whatever, a friend, it could be your best friend. You kind of make this person into your favorite person, and you put them on this big pedestal. They're the most important person to you. They mean the world to you. Any slight rejection by them and you want to kill yourself. It's really super, super, super intense. And I'm finding it hard to describe because I feel like if you've never experienced this, you won't get it. I mean, you know that feeling that you have when you have a crush and you're just so obsessed and all your thoughts are about them? And the thought of embarrassing yourself in front of your crush is like debilitating. Magnify that by 1,000. And maybe you'll get close to how someone with BPD feels about their favorite person. It's not necessarily the same as how you feel about a crush because it's romantic, but if it's in terms of like a friend or even a sibling or family member or whoever they deem that favorite person to be, that person is just in their thoughts, in their head all the time. They, again, idealize them, put them on a pedestal. They mean the world to them. And again, any slight rejection, it's devastating. So again, person with BPD either does one of two things. When they fear rejection, which is a big marker of the disease. Although a lot of people can fear rejection, I think most people fear rejection. Person with BPD fears not only rejection, but abandonment. Anywho, when that happens, they either get super, super clingy, and they will often get super clingy when they feel like you're slipping away. But then at the same time, and all of a sudden almost, they will split. So what is splitting? Well, splitting for somebody with BPD is when you perceive a rejection or possible abandonment. So you just completely cut that other person off. Let me give you an example. So I could feel like my best friend normally calls me and talks to me every single day, let's just say. And they're my favorite person at the moment. So I'm like fixated. And all of a sudden, for the last two or three days. They got super slammed and super busy with something, and they haven't been calling or texting me as much. And when I text, they don't really answer, and they'll leave me on read. Now, most people would say, okay, well, they could be busy. Obviously, they were slammed the last couple of days. It gave you a heads up. But being somebody with BPD, again, it's just a slew of like these debilitating thoughts of, oh God, I'm so stupid. Why did I send that message? She probably hates me. She probably thinks I'm the fucking worst. She probably, why are we friends in the first place? She's great. I'm not. I mean, this is the worst. I just hate myself and I can't take this and I don't know what to do. Like, it's just those kinds of thoughts over and over, worsening and worsening. And at first, maybe somebody with BPD might try sending another text and being super clingy and calling and leaving a voicemail and saying, hey, I know you're busy, but I just wanted to check in and I wanted to tell you about something that happened to me the other day. Hey, I know you haven't been answering, but I just wanted to check in, like that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden, they split. So you would be cutting off your best friend. You'd unfollow them on all social medias. You would block them. You would, you know, maybe make an angry post saying that some people are, you know, you think that they're your friend, but they're really not your friend. And, you know, they just ignore you just like everyone else. Like, you might make a subliminal post like that. You know, you might just pretend they never existed. When they call you, you let them go to voicemail. When they're finally free, you don't answer. You just completely, and the splitting isn't only, it isn't only just kind of this, oh, I'm just gonna block you and follow you, whatever. It doesn't happen only externally. It happens internally. Okay. So like, cutting the person off isn't just external. It isn't just, I'm not gonna talk to you anymore, or I'm not gonna hang out with you anymore. It's also internal. It becomes like that person never even existed to the person with BPD. It's like they're erased from their minds. It's like they never even hung out with this person. And, you know, it's just completely and totally, they just split. And it's just, they go from that person being the most important person to in their world to splitting and having and acting and feeling as if that person doesn't even exist at all. And it's so bizarre, but it's something that you experience if you have BPD, or you can experience, that I've experienced in having BPD. And it doesn't just happen one time. It's not a one and done. It's not like, oh, all of a sudden, you know, you stop talking to your favorite person and then, you know, you split and that's it. It doesn't necessarily have to be that way. It's most of the time for me, it was like splitting and then coming back and then splitting again and then coming back and then splitting again, and this vicious cycle, because you can't handle a normal healthy relationship, unfortunately, with anyone. Really, it's really tough. It's really hard. So yeah, that's one cornerstone of BPD is splitting. And let me tell you, it's not fun. It is not fun. Okay. So another experience that I've had, another symptom, is that you are constantly reinventing yourself. Now that might sound like something normal, maybe like, oh, you're a person that just, you know, you like to reinvent yourself or whatever. No. How it is associated with BPD is this. I mentioned favorite person. There's also hobbies and things that you, as a person that's suffering from BPD, might focus on, hyper focus on. I had periods of time where I was just like into certain things for like, you know, a while and then moving on to the next thing, moving on to the next thing. Now, that might sound like you, and you might be thinking like, well, that's like, you know, a lot of people are like that. They don't have any kind of mental health disorder. They just, you know, will pick up these hobbies and then move on because they lose interest really quickly. And maybe they just get bored easily. It's not the same as that. When I say fixated, I mean fixated. I mean, this becomes like my whole thing. It could be like whatever I was into was like my obsession. Like, and you know, people throw around that word like they do most words and just kind of say, I'm obsessed with this. Well, you should look up the definition to obsessed, because that is how it feels when you have BPD. You're obsessed, incessantly thinking of this thing. It's all you can talk about. Even when you know you're starting to bore people, you're just hyperfixated on this. It becomes almost your whole identity. It's your thing. It's literally your thing. You make friends off of this hobby. You're submersed into this, whatever it happens to be. And then all of a sudden, split, 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 you move on to the next thing. And it's like you never even had that hobby. It's like it never even happened. And it's just so, so strange. So you just become hyperfixated on different things. You also, when I said you reinvent yourself, that's another thing. As a person with borderline personality disorder, for some reason, some strange reason, one of the things that I experienced was that I feel and felt like I would just take on different personality traits pretty easily of other people or even fictional people. Let me explain. So oftentimes having BPD, and I want to say, I'm trying to say me here because I don't want to speak for everybody that has BPD, because I feel like they experience the symptoms, but they experience them differently. So yeah, for me, I would just for some reason feel like I'm not a real person. It's like a constant intrusive thought that I had and that I still do have sometimes, like I'm not a real person. And when it says that you lose touch with reality, those are the times you just disassociate completely, because you just are convinced that you're not like an actual real person. And when you look at yourself, you're just like this amalgamation of like all these different people and characters that you've seen that you just kind of stolen traits from. Okay, like I could just sit there and like, you know, you might be thinking again like, well, sometimes I hang out with, you know, my friends for a long time and then I start to like kind of just like talk like them, or like, you know, I don't know, just like kind of mimic the way that they are and just kind of get into that whole thing. And that's, you know, you might be thinking, well, that's happened to me, or that's, you know, kind of normal. No, 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 no. It's not the same when you have BPD. Okay. It's like from as young as I can possibly remember, I felt as if I was taking on traits of other people. It's like being a parrot or something. It's like copy pasting. It's like taking a snippet of something that you like. You're like, I like that. And making it your own, except it's you that you're making. It's you. And you just keep, I don't know, piling on until you have this weird, you know, collage of a person, which is you. But it really isn't, and you don't know who you actually are. You have no real identity, or you've, at least you feel like you don't, because you've never explored yourself, because you just don't know how. And you, from a young age, probably were subjected to things that caused you not to be able to form your own identity. I don't know, but that's my theory. Anyway, it's a really weird thing. It's like literally the sound of someone's voice. If I decide, I don't know, I would just in the past a lot more take that on. And it probably sounds weird and scary and whatever, but it happens when you have BPD. And I don't know why, but it's, again, it's like being, you feel that you're like a blank slate, like you don't have any identity. So you have to create one. And what better way than to use traits of people that you like or things that you enjoy? It's, again, it's strange, but true. Another thing with BPD is that you can fucking rage. Okay? When the rage sets in, the rage. Everybody with BPD will more than likely know what I'm talking about when I refer to the rage. Having BPD is like being an emotional burn victim. You feel everything intensely. It's like every tiny little emotion that might not even make the normal person flinch or blink an eye or anything. You feel all those little tiny emotions along your burned, singed skin. And you can't help but react to them, even though it all seems so overdramatic and insane to other people. It's like, I felt that. I felt all of that. And in the same vein, one of the things that you can feel is the fucking rage. You just have these rage fits, these fits of rage. It's not like out of, well, I don't want to say it's not out of nowhere, but it's just like something makes you angry and you feel like you're spinning out of control, or maybe your favorite person is about to abandon you, or maybe something happened. But whatever it is, you just get into this rage that you can't get out of. You know that it's insane, but you just like can't stop. You're so angry. It's like you throw these like temper tantrums, but like times a million. You know what I mean? Like it's one of those things where like you just explode, you curse someone out, you hang up the phone on them, you go on social media, you blast them, you do horrible things, you say horrible things, you fucking rage, you don't care, you want to kill them, you want to kill yourself. And then at the end, when you've calmed down, you're like, who was that? Who did that? Who posted that? Was that me? What? I've totally calmed down now. And it sounds probably a lot like bipolar disorder in that respect, but it's not the same. It's just, again, these fits of fucking rage that happen and you just cannot control yourself. It feels impossible. And I know that might be hard for you guys to understand that have never had BPD or experienced those symptoms, but I'm telling you, it's not like just like being angry and, you know, take a deep breath to calm yourself down. It is fucking rage to the 10th, to the 100th million degree, okay? And then it's gone in a flash, quick as it came. And you don't know what the fuck just happened. And unfortunately for your victims, quote unquote, the people that get hurt in the line of your rage, it sucks. And it sucks for you too, because you feel like shit. You feel like, what the fuck was I thinking? Why was I so mad? I don't understand. Yeah, BPD. So what's next? What else can you experience with BPD, or what else have I experienced with BPD? Well, let me tell you. It is feeling like you have to be perfect, but constantly telling yourself that you're a failure. Now, you might be thinking like, oh, well, I'm a perfectionist. So that happens to me literally all the time. So this is, again, not like this unique BPD, quote unquote, crap. Totally different. Okay. It literally happens simultaneously. It's like I must be perfect to be allowed to occupy space. And then it's like, I'm also a fucking failure at everything that I try to do. It's blended together unceremoniously, and it's a vicious, vicious thing that eats away at you when you have BPD. I can't tell you how much it has eaten away at me about everything. And let me just tell you guys about living with it, to be quite honest, you know, because living with it is tough. I also dealt with symptoms like hypersexuality and also being repulsed by intimacy at the same time. Doesn't that sound strange? Yeah, because it is. Hypersexuality, and then you're disgusted by intimacy. So what the hell? Are you trying to be like a porn star or prostitute that doesn't cuddle? It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. I, for a long time, did not want anybody hugging me. I think I did an episode called The Pooper not too long ago where I talked, like, I pretty much ranted about not wanting people to touch me with good reason. But, like, I experienced that a lot. Like, especially in the past, I was like, don't fucking touch me ever. Ever. Like, it was a huge thing. And don't hug me, don't tell me I'm great, don't do anything about me ever, say ever, touch ever, intimacy no, ever, me ever again. Like, it was like that. It was weird and uncomfortable for me to have any sort of intimate moments with, you know, people outside of probably like my mom, who could say whatever the fuck she wants to me and there's nothing I can really do about it. But like with other people, with my friends, with whomever I came across, like, it was like a no intimacy zone. You are now entering the don't touch me zone. Do not touch me. So, and I don't know why, I can't really explain why, it just is a thing that happens. And, you know, looking online and seeing other people's experiences and talking to them, I'm, you know, able to see that, like, I'm definitely not the only one. And super tough. Those, you know, those moments of always feeling sorry. I think that happens a lot to people with like low self-esteem too, but like, again, you know, talking about BPD, this is a symptom, you know, that a lot of times happens. Inevitably, if you're a person that splits and you're a person that rages and you're a person that, you know, goes back and forth between those things, you will constantly probably be apologizing, but not only when those events happen. I mean, I've said sorry about everything all the time. I just feel sorry to be, I'm sorry I'm here. I think I did an episode in the past too where I talked about how sorry I was to actually even be taking up space on this planet. And it's that feeling constantly 24/7, like, what the fuck? Like why am I taking up space? Why? And it's not even like wondering like what I should be doing. It's just like, I just feel generally unworthy. And I think it's a feeling of super unworthiness, which really sucks. It does really suck. Another weird symptom of BPD is thinking that you are making all of it up. I don't know why so many people with BPD, including myself, think all the time that it's just me faking this. I'm faking this. Like, that's a thought that is constantly reoccurring. Like, do I really have BPD or am I faking this? But what you have to understand is that we suffer from imposter syndrome, and I think it's because, here's my theory, that when you feel like you don't have an identity, then you're just building off of the things that you see and like things that you can pull from other people in a weird way, then you are inevitably might run into the feeling that you are making shit up and you maybe don't even have these symptoms. It's like it's so bizarre of a symptom to have. On top of it all, you also have imposter syndrome. So that's not fun at all. And it's one of the things that I definitely suffered with and continue to suffer from. I mean, even whenever I started to feel a little bit better, I was like, was I faking it the whole time? Was actually fine? Like, or was I faking it? Like, it's so bizarre. So some of the ways that I dealt and felt, you know, with BPD, with having BPD, and the things I went through was things like thoughts, you know, like, please don't abandon me. And then like, I actually would just split. And then, like, having daily existential crises, like every single day, like the world was going to end. And I still feel that way, except now I'm super, super apathetic about it. Being impulsive, holy heck. Being impulsive is a huge BPD thing and the BPD problem. You might be thinking, I'm impulsive sometimes. No, I have discussed this on my podcast. I'm impulsive to the point where it's like life-ruining impulsiveness. Like, literally, somebody could have said to me, like, and still probably could now, hey, want to get on a plane and like go to some remote place and explore and just stay there for 6 months and quit everything you're doing and let's just see what happens. I would probably fucking just go ahead and do it. Just take the plunge and leave everything behind. For absolutely no other reason than the impulsive adventure of it all. It's just very impulsive and just cannot keep my finger off the trigger. It's just tough, and that trait is part of BPD. So there you have that. Having mood swings and being sensitive are things that I, honestly, being sensitive is the fucking worst. Like, even no matter how much I say over and over and over and over again that I do not give a flying fuck about anything or anyone, I still somehow get my feelings hurt sometimes. And it truly sucks. I feel like if I could just not, that would be cool, right? If I could just not. But it's just like the fucking worst. And speaking of the worst, we do have a new reoccurring segment on the podcast called The Worst, where I talk to you guys about the worst thing that's happened to me since the last podcast episode. So without further ado, let's get into our segment, The Worst.
The fucking worst. The worst.
All right, so the worst thing that's happened to me since the last time I spoke to you guys is that I recorded an amazing podcast episode with an amazing guest for you guys, and I was supposed to post it before the new year was over. I was super excited about it. It was so funny. It was such an amazing conversation. 10 out of freaking 10. And I had made an announcement that I was going to upload it, and suffice it to say that there was an issue with the audio. I sent it over to my friend to help me edit it, and there was an audio issue, and I was devastated. And at first, my friend was like, oh, yeah, I'll tinker with it and I'll probably be able to fix it and it'll be fine. And I was like, okay, cool. So it's delayed, but it'll get released. And then it was like, no, these files are corrupted, it looks like, and I don't know if we'll be able to recover it. And I was like, please, 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 please do everything you can. Like, I cannot, like, lose this episode. Like, oh my gosh, especially because I had a guest, like, the few times that I have a guest, and, like, an amazing guest at that, and, like, it's so good, and I just can't, I can't afford to lose this. So my friend is like, all right, I'll see what I can do. I'll get back to you soon. And ever since then, like, you know, they've been partying it up. Not really partying it up, but it, you know, it's the holidays. So, yeah, living his life. And I should be hearing back this week. I really hope, beyond all hope, that everything is fine and that I will have the episode to drop for you guys. But I have a strong feeling that I will not. And I am so upset. I am so, like, devastated in the meantime. I feel like I am just gutted about this. Not only because you guys don't get to hear the episode, which is just the worst, but also, like, having to go to the guest and be like, hey, look, you remember the 2 to 3 hours that you spent with me? During the weekend, you know, where you could have been doing other things. And we had that conversation that was supposed to be, you know, put into a podcast episode. Well, turns out that that was a complete motherfucking waste of your time. And I'm the worst. Like, it would suck to have to do that. And I have a strong feeling that I am going to have to do that. And you guys, again, it's the fucking worst. So that's it for the worst thing that's happened to me since we last spoke. It's the last podcast. And I look forward to telling you guys what happens next, because I know there's always one worse thing.
Interrupting the episode for a special promotion of Taboos Podcast, which is a Twad Pods award-winning podcast. Go check them out.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
Do not even let those words come out of your mouth.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
Do not go there.
Don't say anything about it.
Hush now. Naughty.
We just don't need to talk about this right now.
Be quiet.
Shh.
We're not supposed to talk about that.
That's really taboo.
Don't talk about it.
You shouldn't talk about that.
Don't talk about that.
You aren't supposed to talk.
We can't talk about that in this house.
You shouldn't talk about that.
Can we talk about this?
We are going to talk about this. Welcome to Taboos, a podcast that discusses taboo culture.
We're your hosts,
Celeste
and Allie.
Join us in the exploration of all things society deems as stigmas, controversial, hush-hush, cringe factor, or eyebrow-raising.
From pole dancing to politics and everything in between, grab a drink and discuss with us.
And as always,
do you
be taboos. So I mentioned self-loathing, but I didn't really mention suddenly changing everything. That's kind of intertwined with, like, all that splitting stuff. But, like, also, I mean, seriously, suddenly changing everything. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've actually moved a state and literally changed everything about my life, including the people in it as much as possible. Like, completely new set of friends, completely new fucking everything. Constantly reinventing myself and not in a good way, I don't feel. So yeah, suddenly changing everything is crazy. Like, you just abandon your job, move to a new city, change your name, like, change everything. I didn't change my name, but I considered it. Like, it's just, yeah. Self-harm. self-harm is definitely a huge part of BPD as well, because there's a lot of self-loathing involved with BPD and a lot of just like too much like sensory overload on the feelings. Like the feelings feel too much. Everything is happening all the time. And yeah, there is self-harm, and that's just really, really a toughie. Being called manipulative. Oh my goodness. I can't tell you how many times, you know, that has happened. And I'm sure that if you are a BPD listener, then you know that you've probably been called manipulative. And that's actually the narrative online on like, just like the stigma behind people with borderline personality disorder is that they're overdramatic, is that they are insane, quote unquote. It's that they're needy and need attention and they're crazy and, you know, they are manipulative and abusive. While I'm sure some of those people actually experienced that with the person from, you know, that had BPD and they just felt, you know, super upset by it and just kind of labeled everyone. The thing is that, you know, this is a disease like anything else. And unfortunately, things happen as part of having the disease. There are symptoms. And like, I used to think about it this way before I was undiagnosed. I was like, I have a really strong personality and I have really strong opinions and I know what I want to do. And, you know, I'm just really good at getting people to go along with that and along with me. But the thing is that probably a lot of the stuff that I did was manipulative. And then when I found out about it and like the stigma about, you know, people saying that people with BPD are manipulative, I kept trying to find a way like out of being that way. And I just kept, I questioned myself 24/7, like, was that manipulative? Like every conversation I have is like, was that manipulative? Was I being manipulative? Am I manipulative? You know, and it was just a constant worry and fear of mine that I, you know, could possibly be manipulative. So I just tried to avoid that as much as possible, but toughy. And then, you know, being suicidal is also part of it as well. Not going to school or work and sleeping for like 20 hours, that is something that I definitely have done, and it was life ruining, literally. And I talk about that more on a Patreon exclusive episode, but like devastating, debilitating, like the worst thing that I could have done. But the thing is that I couldn't think past the disease and I couldn't think past BPD. And I really wish there was a way for people who lack compassion about BPD to just simulate that same feeling for them so that they can kind of understand what the thought process is. Because I get it. Like, if you don't suffer from BPD, maybe even a lot of the things that I'm saying are just kind of like, don't seem, you know, I don't know, important to you or whatever. But the thing is that it is. And that's why I'm talking about it. I just want to spread awareness to the fact that this is a disease. This is real. People suffer from it. I suffer from it. I'm not a terrible person. I hope that I'm not a terrible person, but I don't think that I am. And there are a lot of negative traits and symptoms, I should say, that people with BPD have, and they can have a negative impact on others. But, and I heard it even to be said online that like some therapists feel like somebody with BPD should never even have a romantic relationship. Like it would never work, like blah, 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 blah. I agree that a lot of the traits would make it difficult for any person to have a healthy, happy relationship. But at the same time, like to say that it'll never happen and all that, I just feel like it's super, super, like, not right. and people can work on themselves. I worked on myself. As soon as I got diagnosed, I was able to understand it better. And in understanding the disease better, I was able to take certain small actions, which really helped me over time become someone who wasn't completely and isn't completely consumed by the syndrome I have and or the disorder that I have. And it's just, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I would love to tell you guys more about, you know, some of my relationships that I've had that have been affected by my mental health, especially as it relates to BPD. I'm worried that that would probably make this episode like years long, but just a small tidbit. The guy that I was closest to ever being in love with, like, I split on him literally like probably a good 150 times, like, honestly, and came back, like, it was just a waking nightmare. And that sums up what it's like to have BPD, is that it's a waking nightmare. I want to close out by telling you guys that if you come across somebody with BPD, be aware of the symptoms. Read up on it. And honestly, that applies to any mental health issue that you are, you know, your loved one might have, or, you know, somebody that you meet might have, is look it up and see, you know, what the symptoms are, if there's any causes, if there's, you know, whatever, and see what's going on with it so that you can have a better understanding of why they're acting the way that they're acting. They're not monsters. I'm not a monster. I don't consider myself to be a monster. So I have to believe that if somebody would have said to me, hey, look, what you're doing is splitting again, and I actually do love you or like you or like want to be your friend, but you are splitting and you're making this up in your head and it's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. And I get that that's a lot of work for someone, but that's the risk that you take in being friends with somebody who has a mental health illness. And I hope that that doesn't discourage you guys, because, you know, a lot of people that suffer from mental illnesses are really great. And I'm not talking about myself, of course, but a lot of other people. Yeah. All right, you guys. So that's all I got for BPD right now. I am looking to get a a guest on here to talk about BPD in full, an expert, and tell you guys a little bit more about it. But in the meantime, thank you so much for listening. And yeah. Last but not least, I wanted to let you guys know some exciting news. We have merch. There's merch. Okay. You can now purchase mugs, hoodies, sweatshirts, t-shirts, stickers, beach towels, blankets, all these different items of, you know, pouches and, you know, mask and everything with tons of different cool designs. You can check out all of this by going to my website, stresseddepressedanxious.com, and clicking at the top to go to the store and to shop. It will take you to the page where you can purchase the merch and you can peruse through all of the selections. I hope that you guys will check them out. Please feel free to follow me on Twitter at SD_anxious. You can DM me there. You can also follow me on Instagram, SD_anxious. And when you go on the website, you can actually leave comments on the episodes, guys. Isn't that so super cool? I would love to hear from you guys. So please do utilize that feature on my website, stressdepressedanxious.com. And once you click on the episode to listen, you'll notice that there is a plugin to where you can add comments. Please, please do so. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to improve and make things better. And it just would mean the world to me if you guys would interact in that way. You can actually also leave me voice memos. voice messages on the website, which is really cool. So please utilize that feature as well. I would love to hear your voices. It would make me so happy. Again, happy New Year's. Happy 2021. I hope you guys are fulfilling all of your resolutions if you have any. And if you don't, that's okay. We're in for an amazing year, I hope. And I'm here to support you no matter what happens. You'll always have me. So thanks again for listening. And until next time, bye.